From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Around my part of the world, if you haven't got the outside drawers done, you'll have to hold off for some days. Mowing grass when the ground is sodden is not on the agenda, and all good amateurs will have done their summer preparation for rain, wind, storms and the like. With 10 metres and 6 metres creating some excitement in the past week, it is good news that we can sit inside the shack and enjoy the fun without worrying too much about the effects of the weather. We just can't take things too easily with a couple of low-pressure systems affecting the coast and a watch on the northernmost one in case it decides to turn nasty in the Coral Sea. The expectation was for the coast of the country to receive around 11 cyclones this summer. I hope that your Christmas events aren't too much upset by inclement weather, as clubs and workplaces share the festive spirit of the Christmas season, and parents and grandparents prepare for the traditions of Christmas Day. Perhaps the current climate is a warning to be prepared for different conditions this year. I don't know. But, ever cautious, we perhaps should be looking for alternative venues for the cold meat and fruit pudding and custard if we have plans to share with the ant colonies outdoors. The winds that whip sand in your face and the rain that washes away the enjoyment of the happy gathering are points for us to consider as possibilities. One of the many concerns for the radio-using community is the influx of untested and uncertified electrical and electronic festive decorations. The electrical noise that radiates from modern household attachments such as solar photovoltaic systems is currently being enhanced by the plethora of flashing and blinking decorations people adorn their living areas with. It may be a gift to the radio hobbyist world if, when we come across a particular device that do not radiate, then we record the details in a database. I see that our WIA has said that the ACMA is under-resourced and that this is a major driver of its efforts to institute the class license system. So many have been pointing out the poor resourcing and lack of activity in dealing with EMI for several years. It's little wonder that many radio amateurs are sceptical of the claim that ACMA will continue to act in the prevention of interference to the amateur service. However, it doesn't take much reading to realise that spectrum regulators around the world are regarded as inept or negligent in this part of their defined duties. Maybe I shouldn't worry about what goes in the mythical stocking or what is under the Christmas tree, but just pray that the genie of the ether grants my wish and gets rid of the damned interference, because our regulators certainly won't. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Hi, this is John Siemens, VK3JLS, from the National Inwards QSL Bureau. The National Bureau currently is holding some 3,000 cards for VK4, but we have no one to send them to. I'm calling for any amateur or radio club in VK4 who is willing to undertake this WIA volunteer position to help out your fellow VK4 amateurs who are patiently waiting to receive their Bureau QSL cards that are stuck in VK3 land. If anyone is interested in helping out their fellow amateurs, please contact me via VK3JLS at wia.org.au for any further details or any questions you may have.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.